Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. John Dini is our guest. John is the president of Management Performance Network. He is a member of the TAB Boards organization. He's the author of 103 Tips for Better Hiring, and he's our good friend. John Dini, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. So what's going on out there in the marketplace? What are you seeing out there that small business owners need to be paying attention to?
Well, they need to be paying a lot of attention, that's for sure. Like for the last couple of months, it's been all over. I talked to so many business owners who were having a great month, in some cases record months, and then you talk to them 30 days later, and they're, what happened? It's all gone. Business stopped. Huh. You know, and then the month after that, they're good again.
Yeah.
So you have to be on your toes. But I recently took a trip with my family around the country, and stopping in to see lots of other family. And I guess we were in 8 states over the course of about 2.5 weeks. And I'm sure you realize that just about every state is dealing with a budget crisis this year.
There are at least, over two-thirds, I think, are something in the high, I've forgotten what it is, but it's a very high number. There are only one or two states that aren't in some kind of a crisis right now.
Right. And that's just, well, you know, that's because almost all of them have a law saying they have to have a balanced budget. They're not permitted to run at a deficit. And I noticed some striking differences with the way they deal with it. Here in Texas and some other places I was in, like Nevada,
John, can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
You said the reason is because almost all of them have a balanced budget requirement, but that's only partially true. The other reason is because in the 90s they spent money like drunken sailors.
Well, that's true.
And they had plenty of revenue. The revenue was not guaranteed, but fixed or established by law. But the programs that they established and that they hired people to implement and that they let their constituents believe were an entitlement, that's how they got reelected, those are still on the books.
Yes.
And then you overlay what you said about the requirement for a balanced budget, and what you have then is a train wreck.
Well, a lot of them are looking at that, and a lot of them are in special session right now trying to do something about it.
Some of them are probably close to bankruptcy.
Yes.
In the technical term, maybe not. They probably won't take bankruptcy, but
I don't know how
a
state goes bankrupt.
If they were a business, they would be.
Oh, absolutely. But you know, there's the Texas approach. Rick Perry's governor down here, and you know, he did a read my lips oath. There will be no new taxes.
Yeah,
and that means they had to get some pretty painful cutting done on the program side.
Yeah,
and a lot of things got reduced dramatically. And I'm not saying that's right. I'm not taking a political stand this morning, mm-hmm. but it was kind of interesting. I went up to New Jersey to visit with family, and James McGreevy is the governor of New Jersey. And when his budget office came out with the amount of their shortfall, he too took a pledge. He said, no program will be cut.
Mm-hmm.
It is simply up to the only choice the legislature is being given is how many new taxes to implement in order to cover these programs.
Yeah.
And actually, the fiscal conservatives up there wound up having to claim some sort of moral victory in the media because they had cut the 11 planned new taxes to only 8,
mm-hmm.
Which, as a business owner, of course, would not be my preferred approach to state government.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, looking at all the small business owners we work with, we don't have the outside discipline of a law that says we have to balance our budgets. Our only discipline is ourselves. And I've been asking my clients, what kind of governor are you? If you're running at a loss, if your business has tailed off, or if you've allowed your expenses to get ahead of your revenues, Which is your approach? Do you decide to turn around and cut expenses, or do you accelerate revenues? And that says a lot about what you're going to do with your business during these times.
I bet when you ask that question, there are some long pauses, aren't there? Some pregnant pauses, because for one thing, they're stopping to think, because they probably never have thought about it like that. And then if there's an extra long pause, it's probably because they said, you know what? I'm probably not a very good governor.
Right. And that's my point. So many people don't do either.
Yeah.
They hope. And hope is not really a course of action.
Well, and also, the thing that, and this is really kind of understandable, John. Let's cut ourselves a little bit of slack here. I mean, you said yourself a minute ago, things are up 1 month and they're down the next month. I mean, we've never, in my career, which spans, you know, 5 decades now, total, you know, in 5 decades, I've never seen a roller coaster ride like we've had in the last 3 or 4 years.
And, I agree.
I mean, I've seen it up and I've seen it down, but I've never seen a roller coaster like this. And so, my point is how can you be a good governor when you know, when you're in that kind of roller coaster, you almost don't know how to manage. And so, to me, the best governor and the best legislature to have in your small business is one that's conservative all the time. I don't know what else to do.
Well, conservative in the sense of cutting expenses, though you obviously don't want to take the meat out of your company, the
but
bone.
I'm talking about you almost can. You know, I don't know how long it's going to be, folks, before you can feel like you can feel prosperous again. You know what I mean, John? I mean,
yes.
I think that's the thing. That's what happens, isn't it? We get the feeling, like these drunken sailors in the governments, is we get the feeling that we're prosperous. You know, we got all this money, and so yeah, we can spend this money. It's not going to hurt us. Well, never have that attitude. In fact, it's a good attitude to never have in a small business.
That's true. As a matter of fact, you talk about cautious. I was talking to two bankers down here the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Their loan volume is terrible. I mean, it's fallen in one institution, which is fairly large, that I spoke to. It's fallen by 75% in the last 90 days.
And is that because they're not lending, or because people aren't asking for it?
People aren't asking for it.
Hmm.
They're not seeing the new car, new boat loans that they were seeing for a long time.
And you're not just talking about small business. You're talking about consumer, too.
Consumers as well,
yeah,
yes.
As well, yeah. Stand by, John. Hold that thought. We're going to be right back with our good friend, John Deany, right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And we've got John Deany with us today, and he's been talking to us about some discipline issues, really, I guess is the best way to say it, some things that we need to be paying attention to. John, I want you to give us your website, too, please.
Nationally, Tab Boards could be reached at tabboards.com, two Bs, T-A-B-B-O-A-R-D-S, and my local site is tabsanantonio.com.
All right, and... You want to tell us what Tab Boards is?
We're a national organization, and we put owners of businesses together in small groups of 8 or 10, and they meet once a month for 4 hours to share their knowledge and help solve each other's problems in running the business.
It's a good organization, folks, and they do good work. And I'll tell you, if you're feeling all alone, as John and I have talked about before, if you're feeling like it's pretty lonely at the top, I would think something like the Tab Boards organization would be a place that you could go and not feel so lonely, and where you can find out that you're not the only one who's having a little trouble being the governor and the legislature both of your business, and that there are other people out there like that. And you always make sure, John, that there are no competitive situations in the group, I know, and also everybody is sworn to complete confidentiality.
highly confidential. It was funny. We had our annual dinner here in San Antonio a couple months ago, and all the people during dinner, I walk around with a mic, and they were all standing up and introducing themselves and talking about what business they owned. And finally, one good friend of mine, Curly Johnson, who is at 67, 68 years old, stood up. And Curly's got a Louisiana accent you can cut with a knife. And he stood up and he said, "My name's Curly Johnson." He said, "I'm not a business owner because I sold that sucker yesterday." And we all laughed. And his almost all of his group was there, the members. And they said, "Good, Curly, does that mean, you know, the secrecy we swore for the last 6 months while you negotiated, can we tell people now?"
That's funny. Well, you know, back to the thing about being the governor in the legislature. The problem, you know, the problem is not for governments. The problem is usually not a revenue problem; it's a spending problem, and that's the same thing with our small businesses, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I mean, you know, but we look at these people, you know, small business owners feel so close to their employees, and you know, there aren't many other places to cut. If you've got yourself in financing arrangements with a bank, if you've borrowed some money, you've got rent, a lot of those other things are difficult to scale back on. So you've got two personnel salary issues, theirs and yours. Mm-hmm. And many times, of course, as you well know, the choice is that we keep the people and cut ourselves.
Well, John, the thing is that's understandable. The dilemma there is understandable because, I mean, how do you get rid of somebody who's been with you for 8 years and who knows where all the bodies are buried? You know, I mean, who knows all the idiosyncrasies of your business and who 3 months from now you're going to sorely need, and if you let them go, they're going to go to the big competitor.
Well, that's true, but what you have to do is, you know, I said we don't have the discipline of a balanced budget law, but you have to put some of your own discipline in place as a business owner. You know, there's two things I think you should do. One is, you know, get that little Excel spreadsheet going and start looking at your trends and start doing some graphs where you can easily see what's going on. If you're having a bad month or a bad 2 months and it bounces back, or a slow season and it bounces back, that's one thing and you can tough it through. But if you see your profits declining over an extended period of time, 6 months, 8 months, 9 months.
The trend isn't looking good.
Right. Then you have to take some action.
Yeah.
And you have to decide if you are losing money, you have to set a limit. You have to say X number of dollars is as far as I can reasonably go into the hole. And if you get that far, you have to force yourself to do something dramatic.
Well, John, there's another thing that I think you can do even before that, and that is pay your company before you pay yourself. If you're making some money, if you got a little bit of cash, a little bit of profit that you've made, that you had a good year, whenever that happens, don't give yourself a bonus. Give your company a bonus. Leave that working capital in the business, and make sure that you've got the kind of reserves that will allow you to ride through a period like that. And when you've got those reserves built up, then give yourself a little bit of a bonus.
If you have that kind of leeway, that's certainly good, too.
Yeah.
Now, the other side of it, Jim, is have a plan for increasing revenue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, perhaps what you've been doing for the last couple of years in the good times is not what your customer is looking for now.
Mm-hmm.
Go talk to your customers. Find out what's going on. Why are you slowing down, or why are your margins shrinking? And it's easy to say, you know, the same old, same old. Oh, well, you know, times are tight. Everybody wants it cheaper. But if people are out there buying from your competitor, they could be buying from you. Having a plan to restore the revenue is every bit as effective as having a plan to cut your expenses.
Yeah. Well said, John. That's excellent advice. And I think we may be heading into a period where that's going to get a little bit easier. I'd like to think that between now and, you know, into over the next 12 months or so, that's going to start getting a little easier for small business owners.
Well, I
John
certainly
Deeney,
hope so.
Thanks for your time. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Okay,
John
thanks,
Deeney,
Jim.
John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. 29 after, going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with Andrea Nuremberg, and we're probably going to continue this story just a little bit and talk about business development with Andrea. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Let me tell you, I got some news for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.